last year, I would say like reds and pinks and purples have just been outperforming kind of more blues and blacks, which is really interesting. I don't know what it is, but maybe it's kind of like pink is the new red, where it just kind of gets you to stop in your tracks, and it's a decent contrast, but not so blunt to where it's just in your face.
One key thing that's already working in this period, shipping cutoffs, especially because with Valentine's Day, gifting is such like a prominent angle. Saying like, I have express shipping as an offer in my headline is gonna push people over the edge. You start with the express shipping offer and then you match it with order by X date to receive it on time. We're pretty early in testing for Valentine's Day, probably only a week and a half, but it's been working so far, so.
If you haven't yet used Motion, the creative analytics platform used by top e-com and D2C brands like Fiori, True Classic, The Farmer's Dog, Hexclad, and hundreds more to ship winning ads, here's why you should try it out. Everyone knows that the right creative is the number one lever for success with paid ads. That's how you make money. But consistently shipping new winning creative? You're going to need your media buyers and your creative teams on the same page. Right now, you're probably spending hours tiring away going back and forth between Google Sheets and your ad platforms and tools, and then spending even more time plugging it all into different decks for the rest of your team. In a perfect world, you could have an elegant way to combine visual assets and performance data so media buyers can save time and creative teams can get the details they need to make great ads all in one place. And that's where Motion comes in. In seconds, you can build powerful visual reports using data from your ad accounts. You can monitor your performance metrics and see your visual assets in the same platform. No need to go back and forth across multiple apps. You'll finally have media buyers and creative teams working together to create and scale your next big winner. If you're ready to learn how the best D2C and e-commerce brands use Motion to ship winning Meta, TikTok, and YouTube ads, book a demo today or start a free trial at motionapp.com/DTC. Even better, Motion offers a monthly subscription plan so you can dodge those annoying annual contracts. Get 50% off your first month when you use the link motionapp.com/DTC on signup. It's all killer, no filler. I'm Eric. This is the D2C Podcast, and we are here with two of our top contributors, the Mavericks, we call them, the VIPs who contribute to our newsletter week in, week out. They're on the front lines of Meta, specifically the creative process at Pilot House. Jocelyn, Abby, welcome to All Killer, No Filler. Today, we're talking Valentine's Day, everyone's favorite made-up holiday, right? It was a Hallmark thing. First of all, we would just acknowledge Valentine's Day is just made up after Black Friday, after Christmas. There's the doldrums. We got Easter next. They had to make something up. They're like, we got to start sending each other hearts. And that's where we're at. How are you two thinking about it from the campaign standpoint?
I think it's an interesting opportunity because it's the next, you know, higher purchase intent period after Black Friday. So it's kind of that time to revamp your ad spend and ramp it back up, because a lot of people pull back spend going into the new year because January tends to be a little bit lower. So I think it's a good time to start pushing budgets and bringing budgets a little bit further up before, you know, the actual day of Valentine's Day, and then also kind of putting your Black Friday's learnings to the test into kind of this new period. But obviously, like, Abby's more on the buying side, so I can let her speak more to that.
Yeah, for sure. What I actually did for one of my clients is I brought back a prospecting campaign I was running through Q4. So it had like our top audiences, so different interest stackers, top Shopify lists that we built lookalikes off of. And then we actually took like Black Friday purchasers and made a lookalike off of that Klaviyo segment as well. So it's this like insane stacker that cranked for us in Q4, had this insane drop off at the beginning of January, which we expected with intent dropping. And now that we're getting the sweet Valentine's creative, which is pretty much Black Friday creative turned pink, we're relaunching it into that same campaign and seeing it start to pick up. So yeah, it's exciting. I feel like it's what Jocelyn said, like putting your Q4 learnings to the test. You do so much testing and it's like, can we actually take this into the new year with the same buying structures, iterating on those ad styles, but of course saying like treat yourself or like for your loved one, and then of course making it pink because why not?
Even before Valentine's Day though, I was running pink stuff during Black Friday and I found the pink stuff overtook my black stuff. So all last year, I would say like reds and pinks and purples, I think I said this before in this podcast, have just been outperforming kind of more blues and blacks, which is really interesting. I don't know what it is, but maybe it's kind of like pink is the new red, where it just kind of gets you to stop in your tracks, and it's a decent contrast, but not so blunt to where it's just in your face. I don't know, something I've been finding with my clients too, which is really interesting.
No, like naked flying babies though. No, like no little cute. We're just keeping it colors. No. The occasional heart. We're not going all the way into Cupid.
No, but emojis. You know, you could sprinkle some like heartsy, heart eye emojis in there. Emoji bombs. Like they're going off on Meta specifically. So definitely encourage, you know, just taking your top creatives and tossing some emojis in there.
And when you're trying to revitalize these like promo campaigns, are you offering kind of the same promo or as high of a quality of a promo as you did during Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or is it sort of step down?
Usually they're a step down. Like usually Black Friday is the best promo that you're going to get that year. Sometimes like people have a little bit too much inventory of a certain thing. So they try to push that a little bit more. So if you heavily discount that type of product and then, you know, just tacking on Valentine's Day sale, don't make it too complicated. If it's this really long sale that you need to explain, like buy one for yourself and buy one for your loved ones, people are going to bounce off. So it's really as simple as just like offering a sale, Valentine's Day sale, or treat yourself for secret sale, kind of helps with move the needle. And it doesn't have to be extravagant, but something, you know, just kind of get your feet wet during this period.
Yeah, I think when like intent's starting to pick up, at least on my accounts now, where I don't want to go in with my juiciest offer of the year. I want to start using this as like both a mix of like testing Q4 stuff to see if it's still working, but also trying out new things during this period. So this might be where it's a fun time to try like gift with purchase or like stacking offers or like a minimum AOV that they need to hit to convert. So that's what I'm playing with on my accounts right now, just to see if there's anything new that I can unlock and like how I present my offering. But I will say one key thing that's already working in this period that I did take directly from the holidays in Q4 was shipping cutoffs, especially because with Valentine's Day, gifting is such like a prominent angle in that, whether it's like for yourself for that day or for others for that day, saying like, I have express shipping as an offer in my headline is going to push people over the edge, which is what we're finding. And then also you start with the express shipping offer and then you match it with order by X date to receive it on time. So that's we're pretty early in testing for Valentine's Day, probably only a week and a half, but it's been working so far. So
yeah, anytime you can just add like real urgency or scarcity, right? So just tying it to that day, you don't want to be giving an IOU.
Or even just saying like, ships with like in 2 to 3 business days, like just having that reassurance, because you know everyone's been burned of like fake shipping. You get the shipping label and then it sits there for like a week before it actually gets sent out. So kind of just guaranteeing or just reiterating a protocol that you already have in place. People like that transparency, and that helps with the conversion as well.
You mentioned this a few times, treat yourself. I like, is that all from Parks and Rec? Is that like, it's treat yourself, but is from Parks and Rec, but treat yourself. This idea is kind of interesting because people assume with Valentine's Day, it's gift giving loved ones and all that, but that's not exactly what our data is showing, right? We've got a lot of clients that are showing people are treating themselves for Valentine's Day.
I love that you said that, because I was on a client call this morning and we were talking about treating yourself as an angle working for them. They actually polled their customers on their Instagram and they found that everyone was buying for themselves this Valentine's Day and not for others. But after that, we started brainstorming, like, what do we do with this? What headlines do we try out? And we're actually going to make a green screen over the Valentine's Day gift guide with that actor. And he's like, treat yourself. So we love Parks and Rec. We do watch it quite frequently. I feel like, especially if you're pairing it with like a millennial woman, that's my show. So I am definitely capitalizing on trends when it comes to that. But also early in Valentine's testing, we've tested like I love you messaging, where we swapped out like the O with the product. But now we're doing I love me and really just diving deep into like, who cares if you have a Valentine's or not, like treat yourself and have fun with it. So
2024 is the year of self-love, right?
Definitely. And I remember one of our top creatives last year, it was more in a makeup industry, so a lot of, you know, females buying it. And it literally was just like a pink shopping cart with the products in the shopping cart, and like that was
that's
it.
All it took.
Like Valentine's Day hearts pink, and then it was easy. So it's kind of interesting, because yeah, I think it is a period of like treat yourself.
That's amazing. Did you see, we published it this week in the D2C newsletter, and it was how the Sweethearts company is taking advantage of all their misprinted sentiments on their little hearts, because that's they're specifically designed for situationships. So you don't actually want to say like love you or like you. You just want to have it be like totally unreadable, and you give it to someone and be like, it's a situationship. It's your interpretation of what the heart says.
As murky as my replies. Yeah.
Exactly. Really cool. Valentine's Day, it's always been an interesting one. Way back in the day, we used to run a lot of like e-cards and downloadables through this affiliate networking company. We used to do so much on just sort of sentimentality. It's funny. One of the things that a friend of mine always says, he runs a jewelry company. He always says, crying is buying. It sounds like right now we're not talking about like tapping into emotions too much. A lot of like treat yourself, a lot of like colors and hearts. Is there anything we're doing on that emotional front to try to tap into the crying is buying mentality?
I don't know about crying is buying, but I know we have some like really catchy CGC where it's just like my man looks hot with this like product, and like kind of tying into that emotional appeal to it of the appeal to the product, and like, you know, like it's a specific type of t-shirt, and it's like, oh, like, you know, he looks good. And it's kind of like in a way buying it for yourself, but also for your partner. So it's kind of funny. Yeah. Emotional appeals like that, more positive, and spins like that. But I think CGC is where that opportunity is happening. And we've been pumping out a lot of CGC with different Valentine's Day hooks that have been going a long way.
I know in the holidays, we had one client where reactionary videos, that's the only crying content I've seen that's cranked. But actually like having a little secret camera, I don't know if they're staged or not, but it's a little secret camera, and it's either the husband or the wife like just really resonating with the gift and just starting to cry. And that I think scales just based off of the social proof, people being like, oh, so cute, like I want that, I want this gift type of messaging in the comments is where crying is buying works in my eyes.
Yeah, reaction videos. I remember that one big client where people were giving songs and people being exposed to, you know, these emotional songs, just absolutely slayed. We were talking about this, but like, so we're running these now. What is the, like, what's the timeline on Valentine's Day? I guess any time from like a week ago through the date, basically, right?
Yeah. Another thing I'm happy I had this client call this morning. It's all so fresh in my head, but we were chatting on like, when do we cut Valentine's Day? And I think some people might be scared to like run it too close to Valentine's Day if there is a shipping cutoff because they're so concerned about gifting. But if the whole year is about treating yourself, then it really doesn't matter when it arrives. I ran holiday ads into mid-January, as long as I had that understanding with my client that, hey, if it's working, if we're seeing it like show up on GA, like on platform, and it has a better ROAS than other ads, why wouldn't we continue to run holiday ad messaging? Maybe it's like Ukrainian Christmas shoppers or something, but it worked for us. So I feel like my understanding going into Valentine's Day this year is to run it until it dies. I never give myself a strict deadline, but I always just look at the data first.
Yeah. And then another to that point is maybe your evergreen does better during this time, like classic with Black Friday as well, because it's just had so much spend and learnings and social proof building up on it. You just dupe the ad out and change the headline to your Valentine's Day offer. Like that also happens often too. So as long as you're comfortable running this offer like all through February, it works. What works. But if you really want to be like DTC scrappy, like turn a Halloween ad back on during February and like see the magic that happens, because it's just like, it's the complete opposite, right? You have all these like lovey and pink and, you know, all this stuff. And then maybe you get the people who are just not feeling it or just think it's really funny. We've seen that work too. If the client is down for it, like it's really funny.
That's that like getting a deal, getting one over sensation as well. Like, oh, these guys left this on. It's a mistake. Like I'm getting a deal I'm not supposed to get or something. There's that aspect as well. We also mentioned some stuff about anti-Valentine's Day in the newsletter this week. Talk about that a little bit, about that approach. I kicked off this podcast by saying Valentine's Day was a made-up holiday. So there is sort of a bit of a backlash against it a little bit. How have we leveraged that in campaigns before?
I think from my personal experience, and I'll let Abby speak to this, is not going too heavy on anti-Valentine's Day. I think the treat yourself is like the perfect segue to that, where it's just like, you're treating yourself. You don't have to wait to have like a partner or a loved one to buy for, but you can buy for yourself. I think that captures it. In my experience with my clients, going really hard on like negative anti-Valentine's Day just hasn't converted. Again, it's too complicated. Like, people don't want to think about it. If you have to explain your reasoning, it's just a little too much. But that's just from my experience, that the treat yourself is like the perfect anti-Valentine's Day messaging.
Yeah, I love Valentine's Day, so I hate thinking like that. I love love. but if I was to present that, then I would take more of a Galentine's Day approach, just to make it a bit more inclusive, where it's like, okay, let's still make this a moment where you can celebrate your loved ones. And maybe there's like a Boyentine's Day as well as a Galentine's Day. I don't know. But like, Galentine's Day is all about like your friendships and not being too stressed out about like whether or not you have a Valentine's. But still, that way you can apply gifting messaging to your product, but saying like for your squad. So it's like, it's taking the pressure away from like, oh, this isn't for me. And it's something that everyone can enjoy.
We need a Boyentine. There's no reason we could, like, yeah, if you guys have Galentine's Day, I need a Boyentine's Day. The best part about Valentine's Day is when you're in school and you make those paper holders, and then everyone, and you just, you're looking for like slight variations. Like, did that person just write my name, or did they write like a special thing on my Valentine's, or did they literally just have their mom write it out? Just like scrutinizing each Valentine's Day to see which person likes me more.
I just cared about the candy. I didn't care about any of the stuff that was written inside. Mini candy. Like, it's so cute.
I'm a big sweet tart guy, but those sweet hearts are just like, they just taste like chalk, but sweet tarts or like bottle caps that are like nice and sour. Like, I'm down with those.
I remember the Nerds. It was like the little cute boxes of Nerds that you get.
I'm a big Nerds guy. All about Wonka candies. I just back it up, I just wanted to just take a temperature check on, you know, we're talking about Valentine's Day is this great way to bump sales back up. But one of the things we talked about, you know, through Q4 was sort of avoiding the Q1 hangover a little bit. Economic news is, there was some talks of rate cuts that aren't really materializing. The inflation is still going up. There's layoffs happening. What are we, you know, we're talking about the bump, but what have we seen in the doldrums? Have you guys really noticed a January hangover so far in your campaigns?
You know, what's funny? No, we've continued. I think we prepared our clients enough to where we told them, hey, like, we're going to pull back spend. We're going to see a little bit of a dip after Black Friday, but we can still continue that momentum by keeping like an efficient spend. If anything, we've seen, you know, a lot of clients still be profitable year over year, even in this year. And it's more of a time to lean into your USP points. You know, that's the time to, you don't have to slash your prices, but at least leaning into the content of why the product is unique and what benefits does it give to consumers, and kind of leaning into that. And I think kind of on par to like the New Year's messaging is a lot of our clients are evaluating their type of brand messaging, and maybe they're finding pockets that they never thought they would explore before, messaging that they wouldn't think they would allocate to their products. But the data says differently and people are saying, hey, I resonate with this product in this way. And then we're finding clients are finally listening to that data and leaning into it more. So I think there's ways to kind of combat the economic situation that we're encountering in a smart and tasteful way.
I've seen mixed things where like some clients, we anticipated it, we scaled back, and some clients, we've had a great January so far. There was no blues and we've loved to see that. But the clients where we haven't had the blues is where we've been getting really creative in our messaging. So for example, I'm on a cookware client, and we know that people are scared about a recession and talking about inflation and all these big scary words. So we're leaning into it in our ad copy. We're saying, hey, the price of food went up X%. So cook at home and buy our cookware because it'll last a lifetime. So we're leaning into it, and we're just like being forced to get more creative, which is never a bad thing. It's helping.
When you have to buy something, it's good to know that it's like an heirloom or that it's going to last forever, right? Like, we're at this where people are kind of, consumerism is, you know, losing its sheen a little bit. So when you're buying things, if you've got something that is a forever product, really lean into that, I bet, right?
Yeah. And that's been huge, especially with like price justifications.
I think one of the, I spoke last week with a couple of the meta guys, Taylor and Nate, and they were talking about January being a really good time to like create new pathways. And it's like in Q4, it's like you're riding the horse that brought you there. You're going along the grooves that you've kind of created all year. But January is really for, you know, branching out, getting creative with your messaging, finding new pathways that'll take you, you know, to the promised land through the quarters this year. So it sounds like we're doing that a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I think pairing that new messaging with different audiences is where that new pathway is created.
Where Valentine's Day is a bit back to like, okay, go back to the horse that brought you a little bit with a heart on it.
Well, not necessarily, because you can like take the learnings from the same path you carved in Q4, but then retargeting new audiences who have actually never like seen your product or experienced your product on sale. So if anything, it's a better bump up.
Nice. So closing words, keep it simple, add some pink to it, try a promo, not quite as good as your Black Friday promo. Keep in mind people are buying for themselves. Anything else in closing words?
I like ending with test new stuff. Like do what you did last year. Everything we talked about was like going into Q4 and scaling up what worked. It's like a fun time to try a new promo, try like site changes, things like that. Get creative with your offer and add pink. So.
Nice. And for the love of God, treat yourself. Are you two going to be treating yourself during the holiday season at all?
I treat myself every day. It's not, I don't need a holiday for that.
Nice.
Yeah, same.
I've planned a ski trip so that I'm going on a ski trip with Jeff and Kyle from Pilot House. So that's going to be my treat myself this year on getting back on the slopes. Very excited about that.
Mount Wash?
No, we're going over to Silver Star. Going, we have eight of us going over and a 10-person, and these guys that I've known in tech for like 10 years, but I haven't hung out with like or sporadically for the last while. So it's going to be fun. I'm very excited.
That's awesome.
Totally. Well, thanks for coming on today, guys. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you're not getting the D2C newsletter, you can subscribe for free at directtoconsumer.co. And if you want to learn more about Pilot House's all-killer, no-filler services, take off to pilothouse.co.
I'm Eric Dick, and this has been the D2C Podcast. We'll see you next time.